Greetings, this is James Gilman with As You Wish Talk Radio, and he said he's Stargate. We're on YouTube, Rumble, VMO, God knows how many, Telegram, we post on Telegram. I mean, we're all over the place now, so BBS Radio, too, is the big one. But anyway, things are really getting out there right now. We've got some news I wanted to cover. Peter Slattery just released his new movie, Ascension, the UFO and Paranormal Connection. And he'll be on the show next week. So that's going to be a great show. The again, I sound like a broken record, but the Schumann Resonance blacked out, followed by a power surge peaking at 39 on Friday. So, you know, following in the intense full moon, lots of crazy dreams and interference by low-level entities. And I even had a royal reptilian mess with me one night and tried to drain my life force. I know this sounds crazy, but when you reach a certain level of consciousness, you're going to have experiences like this. They do not want you on the planet right now. There's a lot of that going on. Massive protests at BlackRock headquarters in Paris, France. They stormed the headquarters. BlackRock, for those who do not know, own most of the major corporations that run the planet. I mean, run the planet, little typo there. But anyway, take a look at that. You'll find out that they're the guys running the show, basically. Farmers, after being told no more fertilizer, are being forced to inject livestock with the failed mRNA clot shots. Expect zombie cows, chickens, and pigs in the future. And farmers are going to have to hook up defibrillators to the automatic milking machines just to keep, you know, their cows on all four legs. So anyway, Edward Dowd just released the statistics concerning adverse effects from the mRNA shots, mislabeled as vaccines. 26 million adverse effects backed up by insurance companies and Bayer's. And his research also showed Pfizer and the CDC knew the risks. Hospitals and doctors also participate in the cover-up, one of which is the biggest frauds perpetuated on globally on humanity. So this is all coming out now. This isn't just us talking about it. It's coming out everywhere. Whole countries are now dropping the mandates and some outlawing the mRNA shots altogether. The new vaccine slogan is, not dead yet, be sure and get your fourth and fifth jab. And do your part to depopulate the planet and eliminate your children from the gene pool. I mean, seriously, this is not a joking matter. It's pretty sick, but that's how sick it's gotten. So wake up, parents. You're endangering your children. Trust the silenced, not the profit-driven science. So listen to the people that have been silenced, have been talking about this for a long time. We're talking about top physicists, top doctors, researchers, top people in the field that have been warning about this. And you need to start listening to them. So trust the silenced. Don't forget. Another river of rain is hitting California. The breadbasket is underwater, basically. The Central Valley farmlands are being flooded. You know, a few nights ago, I had a dream about California. It was flooding and the rivers were swollen with landslides and children in there. Parents were playing in the rivers on the banks, and I was yelling, get off the banks, you know, in the dream. And I always have dreams as precursors to these events a lot of times, and then I have to figure out what they're showing me. But it does look like nature has a better solution to cleaning up all the feces and needles in the streets of San Francisco than Pelosi's multi-million dollar toilet, you know. So, I mean, how out of touch with reality can you get? Yeah, this is, I'll go into this further, but, you know, here's another one. Riley Gaines was assaulted and harassed by transgender movement for speaking out about the unfairness of allowing men who identify as women to compete in sports, giving them a biological advantage. You know, trust the science on that one. But, you know, by the way, men cannot have babies and cannot have periods despite the social engineering ads. I mean, I'm seeing underwear ads where all these guys are standing with underwear and one's having a period. And there's actually people, high-level politicians actually believe men can have babies. I mean, they should just disqualify themselves from holding any position of authority after that one. So, anyway, let me see where I'm at here. Oh, several of the latest mass shootings were done by transvestites or non-binary people identifying, you know, as the opposite sex. And of course, you didn't hear about any of this in the mainstream news. It was the guns' fault. And they want to turn the majority of the nation into criminals for owning guns. I mean, that's their program now. Now, if you've ever seen the chart where gun purchases go up and gun violence goes down, open carry states are safer, have far less murders by firearms. You know, my grandmother in New Mexico used to say, you know, she said a gaping stomach wound is always a strong deterrent to crime. You know, that's kind of a heavy, but, you know, the old folks knew what was going on. And so these new programs where these DAs are decriminalizing everything and just they're actually awarding crime and are not working. So, you know, the people that are trying to take away your Second Amendment and your First Amendment have the same playbook as Hitler and Stalin and Pol Pot. So before any tyrant, you know, started their programs, they got rid of the guns, basically. They dearmed the citizens. So anyway, further on that, the violent threats to conservatives and Christians are becoming epidemic on TikTok and other social media with warnings and threats of violence by the transgender community. The latest shootings at the Christian School of Children and Teachers, along with religious violence done by BLM or Antifa. Anybody else see what's going on here? I mean, it's, you know, they want the crime. They want the demoralization programs. They want to keep you sick. They want to keep you in poverty and they want to keep you stupid. And this is all by design. So time to wake up and smell the coffee. And then as far as transitioning drugs, you know, there's people are speaking out about how painful the process is of going through these transitions, you know, the surgeries, the drugs, how they make you feel imbalanced, unstable, you know, could these and other psychotropic drugs be a factor in these shootings? I mean, you'll find these drugs are almost involved in almost every case. And so why don't we ban the drugs and ban the other stuff that's adding to this? Let's do something a little more realistic, basically, because banning guns isn't going to work. You know, you're just going to turn the vast majority. There's more guns than there are people in America. And so if you're going to turn all of America into criminals, good luck with that. I mean, never mind. I won't go there. Hospitals doing mastectomies, hysterectomies, gender transition surgeries on children, mutilating them for life is as ungodly as it gets. You know, harming children is bad, period, 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 end of story. You know, those gender fluid counselors saying children will commit suicide if they don't get gender transitions, scaring the parents are psychopaths. Parents that believe them totally failed as parents. We're talking about major hospitals mutilating three-year-olds for life. And this is rampant in a lot of major cities. And this has got to come to an end. I mean, I've seen pictures and pictures and pictures of people that went through these transitions and they're very, very sad and sorry about it later. And they're still having all kinds of serious problems, physical problems, you know, for these. So there's a lot more to it than they're all trying to make it fashionable and everybody join in. And it's all about love and rainbows and everything else. And there's a much darker picture going on. So we're devolving, you know, some of these cities are devolving below Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, which seems to be the end goal of the global elite and the deep state. You know, democratically run states, including DC, have weaponized the agencies and declared war on anyone who is a conservative with common sense, basically decent human beings for the most part that just want to be left alone, raise their families in a wholesome, natural way. You know, the Trump indictment is a classic example, along with a long, long list of other trumped up charges. You know, this is insane. Now, I want to do a little disclaimer. I'm not here to create division or create judgment. I'm just stating what's unfolding right now. And I'm talking about this so we can get help and put an end to a lot of the violence and the misery and everything that's going on. It's nothing. I'm not condemning anybody. I'm just saying, look at the facts. Look what's unfolding. And there is a major, major demoralization program going on. They're destroying the economy. They're doing everything. You know, look at Agenda 30. It's all there. It's all there. Everything that they're doing right now is in there. So, you know, educate yourself basically on what's going on. There's one more thing I wanted to talk about, and this is all going to change soon. The pendulum will swing the other way. And right now, it's all a show, a real bad movie. And here's part of that movie.
You got the vaccination?
Yeah.
Are you okay? I mean, you seem, no, it works. Or, you know, or the mom and dad, or the neighbor, or when you go to church, or when you're, I really mean it. There are trusted interlocutors. Think of the people, if your kid wanted to find out whether or not there's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something, or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not.
All right. So after seeing that movie, do you really believe that was real? Do you really believe that's Biden? I mean, this show started even before Kennedy revealed the deep state, the secret government behind the scene, destroying our republic. And you know, Kennedy was one of the last Democrats, I think, that was really saving our republic, not a democracy. Democracy, we don't have a democracy, we have a republic. Anybody saying this is a threat to democracy are the ones destroying the republic, which actually empowers each individual, not just groupthink, you know. So anyway, in a couple of months, you're going to see a whole different movie, The End of Tyranny, The Fall of the Cabal. Google that one. Google The Fall of Cabal and watch those movies and you'll figure it out. And the last thing I want to talk about is, you know, hopefully this doesn't get me kicked off the air, but do you really think Putin is the bad guy? Okay, there were 30 biolabs taken out, owned by AstraZeneca, that were, they were creating, you know, what were they creating in those biolabs? The Russians know, and but they're being censored. Nobody can, nobody's, you know, they're trying to go to the United Nations. They're trying to tell people what's going on. And Hunter Biden is on the board and the paperwork goes back to the Bidens. You know, why did Joe tell Zelensky he'd get part of America as long as he kept the candy flowing, thinking he was off camera? Do you know what the candy is? It ties into the labs. But anyway, the Ukrainian government is the most corrupt government on the planet, which we gave billions to with no oversight. And just whose investments are we protecting? You know, if we are saving democracy, why did the territories adjacent to Russia vote overwhelmingly to leave the Ukraine, the most corrupt country on the planet, and join Russia? I mean, that was a democratic vote. The Ukrainian army is full of Nazis. The Azov Battalion are Nazis. You know, why are we arming them? What atrocities are being carried out against the Russian-speaking people? You know, is the mainstream news covering any of this? Did you know CNN is propped up by the global elite? YouTube bloggers have more listeners. And the ones that have not been totally censored, you know, are doing great. And if, you know, if CNN had to depend on their listening base, they would have gone bankrupt a long time ago. So it's not a good source of truth. Okay, the rant is over, and just tune out these mainstream news things. I mean, they're just nothing but propaganda and lies, and they're double speakers, and they're two-faced, and it, you can't, it's just unbelievable when you see these. And use discernment. You know, there's a lot of people that are just mesmerized and hypnotized by the nonsense. Turn your TV off, get out in nature and join the rest of the world and see what's really going on out there. So now we're going to go on to the question and answer period. Hopefully a little lighter note.
I get confused about past and future lives when I also try and hold the consciousness that all my lives are happening simultaneously. Can you teach us more about time and what we're here to learn about it?
Wow, time. First of all, time is a construct. You know, it, say the time on Earth, it's set up by the revolution around the sun, you know, so your day has 24 hours. You know, you've got seconds and all the other stuff. That's all it has to do with the rotation of the Earth. And so basically, let's say you go to a bigger planet that has a slower rotation, one day might be a month, you know, might one day might be a year. If you're living on the moon, the backside of the moon, like one day would be forever. I mean, there's, you have day and night there basically. So anyway, time is a construct. Now, it depends if you're on a physical timeline that is a sequence of events, but it's fluid. It can change. Now, if you're in the world of spirit on a higher level, you can look down the timeline, both to the beginning and the end, and decide where you want to incarnate on that timeline. You have that choice at certain levels. Sometimes you come back because you have to finish up some old karma and things like that, or you have loved ones you want to come hang out with again and things like that. But so time, again, it's like all the rules and laws in this physical universe change when you go to the next level. When you go into mental planes, thought creates instantly. So if you tell somebody because they have a weird thought that you're crazy, well, you know, imagination is real on the level of imagination. So you can't lock them into it. It's like scientists trying to say, well, that's not real because I can't fit it in my test tube. I can't measure it. Well, if they had the right equipment, they probably could measure it. And you're trying to take non-physical events and put them in a physical reality or a physical test tube where it just doesn't work. So we have to get beyond that. But I really think time is speeding up. It's collapsing. I think the action-reaction principle is speeding up. So karma is speeding up. And anything outside of universal law is being exposed exactly for what it is. And, you know, the tyrants and the people that lust for power and wealth at the expense of others, those people have a very low frequency. And they're not frequency specific to the planet where it's going. It's ascending. We have a new sun now and some other things happening, but cameras are picking it up, but the naked eye usually can't see it. But the cameras pick up more of the light spectrum than our eyes do. But there's so much going on. It's hard. And we're all different. We're all have different levels of, I'm trying to think of the word. We all have different levels of mastery over the world in which we live. And so some of us are operating by different rules, different beliefs, different. And so it's different for everybody, but it is hard right now because we're in the middle of one world collapsing and a new world taking its place. The old world hasn't collapsed yet and the new world isn't totally here yet. And we're right in the middle of that mess. And some of us are jumping back and forth on timelines and realities. And all of a sudden you wake up in the morning, you walk outside and go, I don't know what just happened, but everything just went away. And it feels totally different today. And a lot of people are having those experiences. So it's getting very a little chaotic right now. So, you know, all I can say is just stay grounded and get your meditation time in and go within and really get your own inner guidance going. Because we're going to need it to get through these times.
Do soul traps exist? I'm worried when we die, we are just recycled and plunged back to Earth to serve another groundhog existence.
Yeah, I've heard that over and over again. I would say no. Soul, you know, I would say they're an astral trap, maybe, which is on a lower level. Your mental and emotional body can be hooked, you know. Soul is very powerful. You can't really trap a soul. They decide where they're going to go. Your soul has all the memories of everything you've ever done, all your past lives, everything, and it decides what's highest and best good for you. I don't think there's anything that really traps that because it's so powerful, but there are lower bodies that can be trapped just like a spirit can be trapped into this world because they didn't go on. So they're in an astral body. They're in one of their lower bodies and they're stuck. And they can be in the astral level. And that's where poltergeists, which are usually children and ghosts and all these other things come from. And in the lower 4D, there's a lot of things that go bump in the night. There's reptilians and grays and all kinds of demonic weird stuff happening in the lower 4. So you really want to, when you get out of here, you really want to get out of here. You want to go go through that tunnel and just go all the way to the golden plane of bliss, the seventh dimension, and that's where source is. And then you can decide if you want to come back.
When we go through the frequency shift to the new earth, will we be aware of what's happening? Will it be in a moment's flash? Or will we have several days of limbo and witness earth changes? Will we remember what has happened?
You know, that's an interesting one, because there's about 10 different theories on this. There's a bifurcation of worlds happening, and one world is closing out and the other world is coming in. The Native Americans talk about this, that one group is on a downward spiral. And those that that group is on a downward spiral, they're going out. And the people that want to live a spiritual life in harmony with each other, in nature, in service to each other and the planet, basically, those people are going to continue. So that's happening right now. And the tyrants are really coming out. We're really seeing it. The people are rising up and saying no more. Look at France. And France is like, France have a saying. They said in America, Americans are afraid of their government. In France, France is afraid of the people. And we need to start changing that around here in America and step up and know our rights and know what America's foundation is all about, you know. But that is going on right now. The transition, I've been going back and forth, and especially at night, I've been going up and down these different timelines and levels. And I'm aware of it. A lot of people are doing it and aren't aware of it. They aren't aware of how much work they're doing on other levels. And so again, it goes back to the individual. People that have done a lot of meditation work the veils between worlds are much thinner for them, and they can bring back the memories across that veil. People that are really locked into the physical world and personality self, they won't remember what they're doing on other levels because they can't bring it back across the veil. So again, everybody's going to experience it differently depending on your spiritual adeptness, basically.
What is going to happen to the fourth dimensional lower astral beings as the frequencies on the planet continue to rise?
God, these are great questions. The astral level, the lower astral level is being cleaned up. And so in the astral level, on the low astral level of the fourth dimension, there is a lot of the shadow beings, things that go bump in the night. It's a real mess. And a lot of demonic reptilian gray activity going on there. And that's being cleared out. That's being cleaned up. There's great wars in the fourth dimension going on. There has been for a long time. And so that's all being cleaned up. So in the mid-level are just kind of everyday people that are just coming back and forth and reuniting with their families and reincarnating and all that stuff. And in the high levels of the astral level, you have teachers and guides, but they're usually stuck because they have some religious or cultural belief, something that creates division they can't let go of. And so they might be really wise in a lot of different areas. They haven't totally mastered unity consciousness or mastered judgment. So they're not. And then there's a psychic barrier. And when you go through the psychic barrier, you get into the fifth dimension. And that's where you're one with God, creator, great spirit, and God, creator, great spirit is one with you. And so it's a merge of the two. And then there's higher levels above that.
I'm confused between ascension and Nibiru's arrival. Is there a parallel universe we are living in at the moment?
I don't know. I wouldn't even worry about Nibiru. Just push that out of your system, because the problems are mainly on Earth. You still have some of the fallen Anunnaki, but you have the benevolent ones that ascended and continued to evolve that are returning now to take care of that. And that's one of the problems that's being cleaned up as we speak. And in the lower fourth dimension, that's part of the thing. The fallen Anunnaki are in there and they're being cleaned up. And some have incarnated on the Earth, or they're influencing people on the Earth as we speak. So there's a major cleanup going on there. And they're given a choice. You either get back online and align with universal law, or they're going to be taken out. They're out of here, basically. So I don't even know if I answered the question. But yeah, Nibiru, I just wouldn't even worry about Nibiru. There's a lot of people that say that they failed. and maintain their atmosphere, and they that planet pretty much burned up, you know. So but they colonized a lot of different planets, you know. They colonized the Pleiades, the Hades, the Orion system, and they've got colonies everywhere. Yeah. So
what is your opinion on the solar flash theory, where we separate old Earth and new Earth?
You know, it's interesting, that theory. It definitely could happen. I think it's a series of flashes that are happening right now. We've seen them happen over and over again, and we just had a massive discharge came off the sun, and for some reason Earth was protected in this little corridor, you know. And so there's a lot of protection around that and a lot of help with that. But and so I think we are gradually, or actually more than gradually, moving up through a series of events and a series of solar flares and other energies coming in and things like that. And eventually we'll probably hit critical mass, and that last solar flash that is the kickoff to go to the next world. I'm not sure exactly how that part's going to happen, but I know all the masters keep talking about a bifurcation of worlds and two worlds and two different timelines. And one just plays itself out and goes into the downward spiral and destroys itself, and the other one continues.
Can you talk about what is a bodhisattva?
Bodhisattva.
And is this the role that you are serving in this incarnation?
Definitely no. I am not serving the role of the bodhisattva. The bodhisattva is a person that takes on all the pain and suffering of the world and tries to help humanity that way. And I'm all about personal responsibility and teaching people to take personal responsibility. And I'm not into any external saviors or external gods. It's all internal. The one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse is within you. The temple is within, and all the masters, including Jesus, this is what they taught. And so, but that's been distorted and screwed up. So they have an external God, they have an external savior, and then they have a go-between, and that one's collecting the money, you know, the go-between. And you don't need the go-between. So, you know, you can connect with all these masters. They're all within you. The whole universe is within you. And that's what they're trying to teach us. The one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse is within us. It's that spark. And when we ignite it to the full flame, guess who's within that? All the masters, all the spiritually advanced CTs, all that stuff is within. So there's a lot of people out there that are being go-betweens and trying to tell you what to think and what to believe, and they're not empowering you to make your own personal connection with Creator or have your own contact. And that's an extreme disservice. And unfortunately, you know, the spiritual and UFO community are replete with that. You know, that.
Is it true, in your opinion, that only highly evolved souls are incarnating on Earth now? In other words, that the door has been closed for souls coming to Earth to work out karma on 3D.
You know, I don't know if it's been completely closed, but it sure looks like it, because you see all these kids coming in, and I just love these kids, man. They are just beamers, and they feel your energy, and they just want to come up and hug you, and you want to hang out with them. But then you got all that weird pedophile crap going on, and you know, fear and all these other things that has been created, you know, by the very people perpetuating that stuff. And it's totally understandable, but these kids now, I haven't seen an evil baby. You know, I haven't seen a young kid, a really young kid that's evil. And a lot of kids now are not taking on the grudges of the parents and the belief systems of the parents. So, you know, the bottom line is that we all came from Creator, you know, and we all have a soul, and all the souls are connected, and we're all part of the same family. And although I love all the cultures and all the diversity, so does Creator, but the bottom line is we're all family, and we all And we need to start operating that way and drop the grudges and you know, the actions that are just that, you know, we can't take advantage of cultures that I want to say lesser evolved, because a lot of them are very evolved in nature and they have a good foundation. So in that, so I'd say they're more evolved spiritually than the nuclear family and whatever's going on there.
What can we do to ease our teenage children's anxiety, anger, and confusion?
Probably listen to them, you know. Ask them what they're feeling. Ask them what they're upset about. And if we rise to the occasion and rise in our consciousness, we can share with them what we know and tell them it's okay. You know, you are in a dysfunctional planet. Don't take it personally. And learn to depersonalize a lot of the things that are happening around them. And a lot of things they have a right to be upset about. I mean, I think there's a lot of things happening now that kids, you know, and they're being conditioned and social engineered right now. And a lot of them aren't buying it and they're pissed off about it. So we need to listen to that and find, you know, alternatives, you know, that are more aligned with their soul, you might say, and their soul purpose.
I really appreciated my TPRS reading. Can you go over for the audience what it entails and the clearance of negative entities and discovery of past lives and guides?
Yeah, the transpersonal release sessions are pretty intense. But what we do is we start out by healing unseen negative influences. And people go, oh, that's woo-woo. Well, guess what? A lot of your thoughts aren't even yours. And you can't commit suicide without having multiple entities pushing you in that direction. That desire to live is so strong. And we have photographs of entities in people's auras and affecting people and possessing people and everything else. It's a real event. And, you know, a lot of drugs and alcohol and just really negative thinking opens the door for that. And trauma opens the door too as well. So we start out by healing the unseen negative influences. And then we find out who that person's main teacher and guide is, and we bring them in. And then we go into childhood trauma and clear any childhood trauma that was created. Then we go into past life trauma. So any unfinished business, past life, is cleared. And then we go into the beneficial lives that help them reconnect with beneficial lives. And we've had a lot of beneficial lives. Some of us were with great masters in the past. Some of us have had lives in the Pleiades and the Orion system in the Arcturian, Andromedan, Sirian. You know, some of us were like feline beings in the past life. So we've had so many different lives, and they're incarnating here. A lot of these advanced civilizations are incarnating now to help in the planetary liberation process that's underway. So it's, you know, it's very empowering. It connects people to their self. It's like self-awareness, you might say. And that's where your authentic self, and that's where the real power comes from. And, you know, ultimately, Creator, God, Great Spirit, the one consciousness is what we all need to be aligned with and working towards. But we're going to have a lot of help along the way. And so there's a lot of beings that will help us along the way. And it's done in the quantum field. And it's a quantum leap in consciousness. And, you know, people that usually do it are all blissed out for a few days. And all of a sudden they're reset and they're on a whole different level so they can get on with their work.
What are your...
I think that's where the legend of, was it Paul Bunyan came from? No, who cut them down? They do look cut, you know, they do look like they're cut. You know, there were giants on the land, and I know there's 30 foot, you know, they found footprints, and when they figured out that whoever put that footprint down was 30 feet tall plus. And so, but those trees were... If that is a tree, that's the most massive tree I've ever seen, but it does follow the pattern of a tree, of a petrified tree, when you look at it. And so, you know, but you know, the six-sided crystal which is the cell and the beehive and all that stuff. That's part of nature. So even crystals form six-sided. You know, it's that's a one we really need to get into, but I would they definitely it looks like a tree trunk. A lot of those do. And I could see how they could be petrified just because of all the changes that the planet's gone through. If they could have been petrified, and maybe at one time the atmosphere was different from what I've been told, and things grew a lot bigger than before. And you know, your atmosphere kind of determines how big things grow a lot of times. And you know, if you go next to a volcano with all that massive CO2 coming off the volcano, all the plants are just thriving there. And you know, the Green New Deal people should be writing tickets and put them on all the volcanoes and, you know, tell Pele to stop, you know, or you know, but anyway, you know, what humans do as far as the carbon footprint is minuscule compared to a volcano, it's zero. But anyway, that's a whole different story. But it could be a possibility. I see how that could happen logically, knowing the past and the science behind that. It is a wild story.
Do you think there used to be more oxygen on Earth?
There actually was a lot more methane, a lot more carbon on the Earth, which what plants thrive in. And because all the, you know, the dinosaurs were pooping everywhere and the swamps and all the other stuff going on. You know, they love that. Trees thrive in that, you know, so probably less oxygen.
What is your thought about the CBDC social credit system? What's your preparation for this?
You know, the banks are a lot of banks, they're trying to collapse the banks so they can come in and institute this new system. And this new system is going to be the most enslaving, corrupt thing you can ever imagine. So, you know, stay away from it. I think the best thing to do is try to get gold and silver in your hand and put your money in the land, make your land a food bank. Plant, you know, we've been planting fruit trees here like crazy, you know. So you know, we've got fish and fruit and everything. And I tell people, you know, don't expect me to be your savior and take care of you. You know, I'm an example of what you all need to do. So again, that Bodhisattva thing, I didn't come to suffer on your behalf. You know, that's an old program. And you know, Christians, suffering to get to God is not the path either. That's nonsense. You know, basically God is unconditional love and joy and bliss. It's the highest level of bliss you can imagine, and pain and suffering does not take you there, and pain and suffering holds you in the lower dimensions and keeps you from getting there. So fear, guilt, unworthiness, pain and suffering, all of those keep you down. They keep you from aligning with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousnesses within you, and in its most unlimited state, it's just pure love and joy and bliss. And I've been there, so I know it exists, and I know what I'm speaking from truth. I'm not speaking from some sacred text or, but they all talk about it.
Do any ETs likely have control on our money supplies?
Well, yeah, a lot of our money supplies were created by the colonies, the first colonies and things like that. So they at the highest level, our money supplies are in control of some very, very dark energies beyond your imagination. And then there's levels of that as it goes down. And so and money's not evil. It's what you do with it. It's just an energy exchange. But the problem is that those that control the money, they control the world, basically, and it should not be that way. And that's going to be changing here pretty quick. But and there's people that will lust for power and wealth, and money's part of that. And they'll do anything, including, you know, participate in your and their eventual demise. And so that's a real problem. So the greed and the lust for power and all that stuff has got to come to an end. We have to shift into service, you know, and service to others. And And it's abundant universe when you shift that way. There's no loss. There's just nothing but gain. But you'll piss off the ones that won't make that shift. They get a little upset at you because you're a reflection back to them of their own greed and their own lack of integrity.
Do you have any input on the core of the earth being abnormal right now?
You know, from my understanding, and the scientists monitoring this say that the core stopped. Michio Kaku talked about this, that the core actually stopped. And our magnetic fields are really weak right now. And that's really a prelude to some kind of a pole shift or some major earth changes. Yeah, but there's always divine intervention. If you jump timelines, you're not going to be a part of that. You're going to be on a different timeline. So, and that's possible too. But right now, the earth as that we're on right now is going through major, major changes. And it's absorbing all this energy from the solar flares and the suns and the other sun and the central sun, which is orchestrating all this and the creator behind that. So it's all tied in, but it's interesting. We would have gone into total grid failure, everything, it wasn't for intervention by the off-worlders. They've already intervened several times on our behalf and blocked major flares from the sun that were aimed right at the earth. So how long they're going to do that, I don't know. I mean, maybe this is part of a process that has to happen. It might be part of Earth's ascension process. So they will go so far to give us a little extra time, but eventually they'll have to let things take their natural course.
How do you quiet your mind when you meditate? Is it a matter of envisioning to know or feel that I am in the presence of the eternal Father source?
Usually I get in a really good space of peace and I just go, shut up, shut up, shut up. No. There's a lot of nonsense about that. You can't quiet the mind. You have to let it run and it'll run out of gas. And then you'll go to the next level and it'll run again and you let it run out of gas. And then trying to quiet the mind, trying is coming from the ego. Like your ego has some part in this process, and actually it doesn't. Surrendering to the higher conscious and energy and letting it do its part and letting the mind run till it runs out of gas is really the way. And there are ways of doing it by focusing on love and joy and bliss and the emotions of that and the breath. And there's other ways of doing that keep you on center, on track. And if you're fighting the mind and go, bad thought, there it came again. And you start judging the thoughts and everything else, you're setting yourself up for failure. So just sit and relax and surrender to spirit. Do clearings before you do. Make sure there's no unseen negative influences in your field. We have a saying, if you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing, clear your energy and start in again. If you start feeling weird again, do more clearings. But it's really important because, again, not all thoughts are yours. And you've got the collective consciousness pushing in. You've got other levels pushing in, spirits from the astral level. And sometimes you have the higher beings coming in and trying to help you. So you got to clear all that out and get focused on the higher consciousness and energy to do that. But it's more of a matter of focusing on love and joy and bliss until you become it, get out in nature and just follow the breath and stay in the heart, basically. And that'll take you there.
Do you have any multi-dimensional insight about Washington State as far as safety, natural disasters, political radicalization?
There are certain areas like New York, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle. A lot of those places have fallen and in consciousness and energy. And whenever that happens, nature fights back and she has to recharge those areas somehow. And whether it be a massive quake, storm, severe weather for the cleanup, something is going to have to happen to those areas to bring them back up. It's a sore on her soul, basically, on Gaia. And And so all this division, all this fighting, all this stuff going on in these areas, all the freedoms going, you know, the loss of freedom and all these things that are happening in these areas, and the tyrants taking over, and the woke, you might say, is, and that's just, it's creating, it's drawn to it, that experience. So it's all interconnected. So basically, I think, as we said, there's two worlds. The people that want to do that are going to participate, like Sodom and Gomorrah all over again. They're going to want to participate in that, and they're going to ride that downward spiral until something happens and cleans it all up. And the people that are, that don't want to be that, are going to be going to the high ground. They're going to be getting out of those cities and moving out and getting out more in nature and becoming sovereign and growing their own food and everything else. And they're a threat. Even the FBI says you're a threat if you're growing your own food, if you have an American flag, if you have all these things, you're actually on the threat list. So be aware of that. But, you know, you're the one that will sustain. You know, if you live according to universal law, and universal law is written into the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and just be kind to each other and the planet and be of service to others and, you know, be of impeccable integrity and just do the best you can here, you're going to make it, and you're automatically going to gravitate out of those areas. And you're being guided right now. Listen to your guidance. It's going to tell you where to go, when to get out, what you need to do. And so that's really important. But, you know, a lot of people are in the monkey trap. And for those of you who don't know what a monkey trap is, they take a coconut and they tie it down and stake it down with leather, and they drill a hole and they put rice in it. And so people stick their hand in, the monkeys stick their hand in the trap, grab the then it's monkey for dinner, you know, basically. And that's what a lot of people are doing right now. You're in that monkey trap. You don't know how to get out of there. You don't know how to let go. You're holding on out of fear, you know, fear and fear of lack, fear of hunger, fear of whatever. And it's all fear. It's all still fear. And you got to let go of that rice, you know, and move on. You know, but, you know, I've done that several times. I've just walked away from things. Everybody goes, you're nuts. And I have more than I ever had, because I was being authentic and I was aligned with my soul, which is creating my reality. And it's an abundant reality. So it just keeps happening. I let go of it. I go, okay, I'm done. I'm going to do something else. And everything just comes again. And you can get in that flow.
Are the White Hats going to allow them to put MNRA in the meat and our veggies? I heard they will start injecting cattle and pigs this coming month.
Yeah, I just talked about that in the news. They are trying to do that. I think what's happening is, if you're going to eat meat, you really need to find the source of that meat and find somebody that's grass-fed. You know, there's, even in Hawaii here, there's people that have their own farms, and they're not going to do that, and they're selling organic meat. And you can't stop people from selling it. Well, they'll try, but chicken, meat, and everything. It's just, they're going to do everything they can to create food shortages and poison the supply chain, poison your food, poison your air. They've been doing it for a long time, and your water. So find a good source of pure water. Find a good, if you want to eat meat, find a good organic farmer, you know, or somebody that's raising grass-fed beef and naturally. And also to the, even the air, you know, it's, I don't know how you get away from that, and all that crap's going in the water too, but it's tricky. It's really tricky to find, you know, we found a lot of this bottled water is tainted with all this crap. And so we found one on the island here, Hawaii volcanic, actually not an advertisement for them. There's a couple brands here that are, the water is very pure, and they've taken straight out of the ground, put in the bottle, and that's what you want. But a lot of these other ones that we're finding out that are owned by the major corporations have been tainted with a lot of really nasty stuff. And even I talked about earlier, some of the orange juices and lemonade juices and things like that have some very carcinogenic and deadly chemicals in them, and it's been going on for a long time, and it needs to stop. Just the estrogen blockers and all the plastics and everything has got to come to an end, you know. But this global elite, they're doing everything they can to remove you from the planet. And there's a lot of people that work for them, and they go, oh, they're not going to do it to me. They want 90% of you gone, and I don't think you're the 10% that they want to stick around. So if you're doing their bidding, you're also you're participating in your own eventual demise and your family. Figure it out, you know. Start whistleblowing, start calling out this stuff, you know, holding these people accountable. That's the only way it's going to stop.
Did Tartaria exist? And if so, has our timeline shifted since then to cause lack of physical evidence of Tartaria now?
There does seem to be a lot of evidence that has been left over of Tartaria. And I've seen a lot of some of the buildings stayed, but they said it was a great mud flow that took them out. And I would say it was probably a pole shift in the tsunami that probably took them out. And they're pretty thorough when they pretty much erase, you know, everything. So, you know, there's a lot of evidence that did exist, a lot of stories, a lot of things written about it, and even photographs of Tartaria are still around. So it's kind of interesting. And I guess wasn't near Russia, wasn't it? I think it was near Russia, somewhere over there. And so if a pole shifted, you know, and it was in Russia, they were probably, you know, they're probably in some kind of a temperate climate that got flipped into Siberia or something now. So I would imagine there's still a lot of stuff underneath the ice and tundra that they haven't found yet.
Can we have a new world constitution, one based on do no harm?
That's a good one. You know, what I see eventually happening is that I've always said, if you want to clean up the planet, put the grandmothers in charge, have a council of grandmothers, and each country needs that. And, because the divine feminine is really where you should be pulling. The divine feminine is really receptive to creator, and the ego and the intellect is not. And that's where we get off track. But if you had a group of grandmothers hooked up to a galactic council like the Pleiadians or something like that, with their wisdom and their knowledge, we would take a quantum leap and I think eventually that's what's going to happen, because we are going to unify with the rest of the universe in peace, and these other elements are going to be eventually taken out. They're not frequency specific to the Earth and where it's evolving to. So eventually that's where we are going, and everything will be under universal law. And so everybody goes, what is universal law? And you know, I'm sure there's thicker books about it, but it's basically universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for all. And that's the bottom line. A lot of people talk about the law of one, where those help those who are less fortunate to rise to their highest potential. That's part of it. There's some other things, but it's basically be kind to each other and be kind to the planet. You don't have to just take a rocket science to figure out what universal law is. And that's what we need to go back to.
How close are we to full UFO disclosure?
How much time do we have?
4 minutes.
4 minutes. We're really, I tell you what, disclosure's already happened, basically. The controlled narrative has pretty much failed, but they still are having these events. And these events are entertainment. And a lot of these conferences you're going to are entertainment. They have nothing to do with contact with spiritually and technologically advanced beings. And a lot of them are just stories about a lot of the dark stuff going on that has gone on in the past, which needs to be revealed and come up. But when you really get down to it, it's really sad, but I think the people that are in full integrity, that are truly in service to humanity, the Earth, that are there to create a reunion with the spiritually and technologically advanced races, are a handful. I mean, I probably if I used all my fingers, I couldn't put them on it, which is going to sound really bad, but it's unfortunately it's true. But there are some people, a lot of the younger ones coming up are aligned with this, and they're really talking truth, and they're taking a more spiritual approach. And those are the ones we need to be listening to. But there's some of those that are they're infiltrating from the alphabet agencies, and they're chipped, and all these other things are happening. They're just there to create division. So you got to watch out, because there is a major, major effort to shut this down and create division and character assassinate and all that stuff. There's a massive effort for that. And there is a big push, you know, that with the higher beings to come in and you know, bring heaven to earth and things like that. So, they say a man or woman's character is established by their actions. And so just watch what they're doing, because a lot of trying to make a name for themselves on the backs of others. And if they can take somebody that's famous or whatever else, they're going to do everything they can to kick the rug out from under them. And a lot of the ones that are famous really need the rug kicked out from under them. So unfortunately, because they have a lot of skeletons in their closets, and people need to start looking at that. I can go on forever. I actually just wrote a new book about it. It's going to be coming out soon, but it's going to cover all that. And I'm not pulling back any punches on it, but it's a mess. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, the political institutions, the religious institutions, the spiritual institutions, the UFO institutions, all those things, they've all become institutions, and they're all part of a social engineering and a controlled narrative. And when this blows up, you're going to see what they're all about. And when the truth comes out, which it will, a lot of these places are going to be exposed for what they're really doing. And, you know, a lot of the event coordinators need to use a lot more discernment in who they have speak, because a lot of these top level speakers have a long history of some very nefarious activity. I mean, it gets pretty dark. So, and that's one thing. That's one of the major problems. It's all about entertainment. It's all about money now. And those who are authentic and are really here to help humanity and the earth are being shoved out, you know, of these systems. So I think I'm out of time right now. So on that note, I'm probably gonna have to sign off, but I know there's some heavies we talked about, but really stay in your heart, you know, become a beacon of love and joy and bliss, and project that out to others. Get out in nature and do your part to anchor in that higher consciousness and energy. And again, keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and don't be gullible to all this other nonsense going on. You know, there's no external savior. There's no external God. It's all within you. And that's where your power comes from. That's when you're authentic. Because if you're listening to others to tell you what's going on and what's happening and everything else, you're only going to get a percentage of accuracy. And unfortunately, there's some people that have a high percent of accuracy, but the vast majority have a very low percentage of truth, you know, coming through them. And unfortunately, that's just where we're at right now. It's part of our evolutionary process, but it's coming to an end. The pendulum is swinging the other way now. So be part of that swing. Anyway, have a great evening. Again, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, watch the skies. And next 2 months are going to be crazy. The pendulum's starting to swing the other way, and be a part of that swing. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night. Mm-hmm.